not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Thursday, June 26, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, my voice, been talking so much after the show, business meetings, all kinds of exciting things we're working on together, just trying to get through this third and final hour. I've got the hot tea, the honey, the lemon. I'm doing everything I can, but we're going to get through it. I promise we will. Amazing, amazing what's going on in Lansing regarding Second Amendment rights. Yesterday, Senate Democrats approved a suite of proposed firearm bans, which range from permanently banning state capitol visitors from carrying guns to outlawing, bump stocks, quote unquote, capable of shooting multiple shots with one trigger pull. Well, the Senate approved Senate Bill 224, sponsored by Senator Dana Polhanke, 22-14, as three Republicans joined the Democrats in supporting the bill, making it a 22-14 vote. The bill makes it a $2,500 five-year felony to manufacture, sell, or possess a bump stock or a multi-burst trigger activator, which can also include devices placed within trigger guards, causing the finger to move rapidly back and forth. I think they mean the trigger, but they said finger in the news story. Why? Because the story is written by a very liberal news reporter who's never shot a gun. The three Republicans, Senator Thomas Albert, Republican of Lowell, Mark Huizenga, Republican of Walker, and Michael Weber, the Republican of Rochester Hills, joined the Democrats in voting for this. Well, Weber for sure in Rochester, I know, is in a split district. If he didn't vote for this bill, he probably would lose his next election. Now, that was Senate Bill 224. Polhanke and Senator Rosemary Baer, Democrat of Kegel Harbor, sponsored Senate Bills 225 and 226. These two bills passed totally along party line votes, 19-17. one of the Republican senators, the 18th senator, obviously was not there. These bills ban non-serving legislators from entering the Capitol building, as well as the Senate and House buildings, with concealed weapons. Right now, the present-day Capitol ban on visitors and staff entering with guns is dependent on the Michigan State Capitol Commission rules. That's the body that's influenced by whichever party holds the legislative majorities, as well as the governor's office. Well, they're not done. A couple more bills to go. Second Amendment rights being violated in Lansing. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Before I continue the Second Amendment bills going on in Lansing, eroding our Second Amendment rights, this segment brought to you by this 3-day free 4th of July sale happening right now, starting today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. 9 to 5 over at our good friends Tony and his team at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Starting today, June 26th, tomorrow Friday, June 27th, and Saturday, 9 to 5, they have got a pre-4th of July sale happening. Save thousands of dollars on this year's models. The 2025s, well, they're wanting to move them. They have over 150 units in stock. They are giving huge sale discounts on every item in their inventory. $500 discounts to our military veterans. Special financing available. They've talked to the banks. They've talked to the credit unions. They worked out, negotiated all kinds of great deals. They also have special rebates from some of the manufacturers. Perfect example. They've got this one stock number 5310. This is a Hideout by Keystone. This is basically, folks, a great little towable that you can pull with a very, very absolutely small pickup truck or even an SUV. You can tow this thing all day long. $149 a month. Basically $5 a day. Put this little boy in your driveway. Run an extension cord from your outlet. You don't have to have a special 220 line for this trailer. You have got a guest bedroom. You got privacy for another couple. You can absolutely set this up in your driveway, no problem. This bad boy has got an awning on it. It's got a cute little kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, small little living room area for $5 a day. This trailer and others that they have out there just like it are unbelievably affordable. You guys need to check this out. You need to go over there. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you, because this is going to be a fantastic sale they've got going today, tomorrow, and Saturday. You want to see a fantastic, phenomenal Freedom Express by Coachman? This is the unit that Vicky and I have for the radio station. This is a phenomenal unit. This one is $10 a day. 26-footer, got slide-outs, absolutely unbelievable. Stock number on that one is 5123. $293 a month. Nothing down, financing, phenomenal trailers, campers, they've got them all. You got a pickup truck, they got campers for the pickups. You want your own little deer cabin? You don't have to buy a cabin anywhere. You're going to hunt on state land in November. You put a little camper on the back of your pickup. You got a place to sleep. You got a place to make breakfast. Brush your teeth. Go to the bathroom. I'm telling you guys, it's fantastic inventory. Over 150 units in stock. The place is packed. Tell your friends. Tell everybody, especially if they're veterans. If they're veterans, $500 discount. And I got to tell you, man, the financing they got lined up on these, this Hideout blows me away. $5 a day, $149 a month. You can take this to family reunions. You can take it wherever you want to go camping. Great little unit. And I got to tell you, these new foam mattresses that they have, no more sleeping in a hotel room, no more sleeping in a motel, no more sleeping in an Airbnb. Sleep in your own bed with your own sheets, your own towels. Absolutely take them home, strip the bed, strip the towels, put them in the washing machine. You're good to go. Again, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. This is going to be a huge sale. You need to get over there and check out the inventory. Again, Northern Michigan RV, 277 Expressway Court in Gaylord. Very simple. You can see it from I-75. You get off at exit 282, which is M32. You head west, not even a mile. Turn northbound by the Walgreens. Take it to Expressway Court. Follow it around. You'll see the trailers. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. 9 to 5 today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And this inventory is fantastic. 150 different units to look at, ready to go. Save thousands of dollars on the 2025 models. Drive them home. They'll hook you up with the hitch. If it's got electric brakes, they'll put the electric brake adjuster on there for you and be able to hook up and take it home. Ready to roll right now. The pre-4th of July sale happening right there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Again, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They'll take care of you. And if you want to check them out online, look at their inventory, northernmichiganrv.com. So greatly appreciate you guys taking advantage of it. And again, make sure you tell them I sent you, because they do track their advertising and they want to know that you guys are listening and going over there and checking them out as a result of me talking about it here on the show. Getting back to the erosion of our Second Amendment rights, according to the Democrat-controlled Senate. I'm hoping to God that these bills will go absolutely nowhere in the House. Communist Senator Mallory McMorrow, she's running for U.S. Senate, by the way, sponsored Senate Bills 331 and 332 that will create bans on ghost guns, quote unquote. Weapons lacking valid serial numbers or made by an unlicensing 3-day printing. Excuse me, unlicensing 3D printing. Well, these bills passed along partisan lines as well. When speaking on the Senate floor, Senator Jim Runstedt, who also chairs the Michigan Republican Party, said that these bills were misguided attempts to regulate so-called ghost guns, punishing responsible gun owners instead of addressing root firearm violence causes. It burdens law-abiding citizens with excessive regulations and fuels fears over the erosion of their Second Amendment rights. Under this legislation, over a million firearms in Michigan would be rendered illegal overnight, forcing their owners into costly bureaucratic serialization process. He described that hobbyists and collectors becoming confused and fearful, with public agencies overwhelmed with new administrative responsibilities. Well, this is what McMorrow's bills basically do. An unlicensed person who constructs a gun would have 10 days to notify the Michigan State Police of their productions. They would be prohibited from creating more than 5 firearms each year. New residents will have 90 days of moving to comply with the legislation's required mandates of putting serial numbers on these firearms. Owners of such firearms would have 18 months following the bill's effective date to have their guns frames brought to a federally licensed party to have firearm serial numbers put on them. The very first time they're caught with a ghost gun, the owner's going to face a one-year, $5,000 misdemeanor under the proposed legislation. Second, in subsequent offenses, would be $10,000 felonies. 5 year, $10,000 felonies for every time after the first one. Well, in March of this year, the United States Supreme Court, where three of the nine justices were appointed by President Trump, upheld 7-2 ghost gun regulations that were implemented by Joe Biden. In 2022, Biden's rule became finalized, requiring federally licensed dealers to serialize untraceable guns that they take in before selling them, and to mandate gun-making kit vendors be licensed and to incorporate serial numbers into their products. According to the U.S. Department of Justice archives, federal authorities recovered 25,785 ghost guns that were privately made with untraceable natures during 2022 domestic seizure attempts. Every Town for Gun Safety, an advocacy nonprofit behind gun regulation reforms, published that 15 states have regulated do-it-yourself firearm building kits. For example, it summarized that in Connecticut, they require serial numbers and background checks for component part purchases, as well as outlying guns made out of undetectable plastic. Delaware enforces a ban on distributing 3D printing instructions for building guns. And in Oregon, they require that any guns, frames, or receivers to be serialized. Well, Pohanky, the Democrat who introduced the legislation, said, "We want to keep Michiganders safe. Nobody needs a bump stock, which turns a regular gun into a machine gun. Nobody needs a gun in the Capitol. We have children coming through here every year by the thousands." But both Pohanky and McMorrow acknowledged to the members of the media yesterday that the reforms were among legislation that was left behind from the previously Democrat-controlled House during the lame duck 2024 session. When you look at the fact that gun violence has become an epidemic, it is now the top killer of our kids and our country. It's heartbreaking that this is not more bipartisan than it is, said McMorrow, a 2026 U.S. Senate candidate. These issues don't happen overnight. Gun violence started decades ago, and it's time that we fix it. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.